And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. We'll be starting open line here in about 20 minutes or so. But first, joining us in studios, they do every Thursday, we have Denise York with Coffeyville's Reawakening. And Denise, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Kyle. Doing very well.
It's good to have you in studio today. And one of the things we want to start with, of course, is the bike share that's going on and an app you have to download to kind of use those bikes, correct?
Absolutely. We had the ribbon cutting last week for them. And so far, we've got over 90 rides. So people are using them. I noticed this morning, you know, the weather out there is really nice in the mornings. Go jump on a bike and, you know, download the Visit Coffeyville app. Because you can take a ride over to the cemetery and see some of the celebrities that are you know, buried over there. And I know Sam and Tourism, they are working on the app and should be downloading a couple more things, one of them being the Midland on there soon, so people can look forward to, you know, a couple new additions on that.
So, again, those are some great things. And that's cool that already 90 rides on the bikes. That's less than a week since the official opening of it.
Exactly, yeah. So, yeah, I think they're getting some use.
Absolutely, and that is definitely a good thing. Also, we want to talk about the Midland and a few things going on with the Midland as of right now.
Yeah, our quarterly newsletter will be coming out in the next week or two. Cindy Price and Lisa Sheck and a couple others, they put a lot of hard work into the newsletter, and I think we have over 600 people who subscribe to it. So it's a good way to keep up with what we've got going on and just news stories and articles in there. So if you haven't signed up for the newsletter yet, you know, go to the Facebook page and do that, and we'll make sure that you get a copy of it on the every quarter. And then don't forget, we've got the League of Their Own on the 24th coming up for our outdoor movie night. So we've only got two more movies left. So if you've missed any of those, weather's getting better for them. So
absolutely,
don't forget to come on out.
And by the time that next movie rolls around, should be getting like into the 70s, 80s for by the time it's time to kick off the show.
Right, so. And we can start a little bit earlier then, so you know you're not out as late with the kids and everything. So. That's always a good plus.
Absolutely.
And then this season, which I call reunion season, we have a lot of classes coming back to town and everything. So our fundraising is kind of kicking into full gear for the Midland. We've got our capital campaign going full tilt, looking for some charter donors to help us finish the Midland. And with reunions, there's always, we have a take a seat campaign where you can come in, you know, buy a seat, get a little tab on it, you know, with your name or whatever you want to. That will help us with the construction. And right now we are in we've almost got the construction docks completed to, you know, so we can start on project. There's a couple projects we're working on right now for the insides, the lobby area, the backstage and everything. So we should be able to start kicking those off here in the next couple months. So we've got some construction going on, and that'll be great for the theater.
Absolutely. So some great things going on with the Midland. And right now, a UP Park update on that.
We haven't mentioned it lately because I was getting a little bit antsy. You know, we were hoping that we would have it finished by July, but with COVID construction, you know, a lot of delays and things, it's kind of been... It's been a little bit of a challenge, but we do have the next phase coming in. That's define the space with the fencing, the gateway, and the archway. Janie Gillis and I went over to Mark Lehman's and kind of saw the archway, and we're really excited about it. So hopefully we'll be seeing that going in here in the next couple weeks. We hope to have it completed by Dalton Days.
All right. So, again, that's definitely exciting. I think I saw a picture of the archway as well.
You did.
Well, so,
yep. You had a sneak preview.
Yes. And I thought it was really cool looking. That's going to be really a nice addition over there at the Midland. And then, of course, a few other things coming up. The Relay for Life is coming up not this weekend. Well, not this weekend, but coming up here pretty soon, actually.
On the 16th, and they've switched to a cruise, so look for that. Dalton Defender Days in October, hops around town the week after that. But this weekend, we've got the 100-mile yard sale coming up, And we've got the We Remember celebration going on at Walter Johnson Park. That's from 10 to 2 Saturday, put on by local area churches. So they're going to have bouncy houses, games, and food. So and some prayer. So, you know, go out there in the afternoon and see what's going on. And then the big one for this weekend is the cruise in Coffeyville.
Right, so. Absolutely. And then coming up on the 19th will be the Hispanic Heritage Celebration, which will be happening over there at the 10th Street parking lot.
Absolutely. And then on the 25th, also it's not in Coffeyville, it's over in South Coffeyville, our neighbors, but it's the second annual Native American Unity Gathering. So we want to support all of those, and especially the cruise in Coffeyville. The Midland will be one of the poker runs on this one. Everybody needs to bring, you know, lawn chairs. The registration starts at 4 o'clock at Phil Kinley High School. I think you can buy T-shirts then. So we've got a concert, poker run, food trucks, a car show, just a lot of things going on for that night. But there'll be donation jars out. So if you want to help, you know, put this on and make sure that you slip some money in the donation jars and, you know, just to help out.
Absolutely. So again, some good stuff coming up this weekend to get excited about. So it's going to be a lot of fun. If anybody has any questions about these events, or maybe they would like to help out or, you know, volunteer or make donations, how can they get a hold of you guys?
So there's ilovecoffeyville.com, which you can get a hold of the chamber, the city, Coffeyville's Reawakening, the Coffeyville Area Community Foundation, One Stop Shop. We're at Coffeyville's Reawakening headquarters at 115 West 9th. You can stop in, or you can give me a call, 620-252-5861. And then, of course, all the assorted Facebook pages, websites that everybody normally goes to.
All right. Well,
multiple ways.
Absolutely. Some good stuff going on over there. So, Denise, I appreciate you coming in today, talking about all the great things happening in Coffeyville. And we will talk to you again next week.
Okay. Thanks, Kyle.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we're going to start open lines. So keep it locked here on the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Thursday.